أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما. اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All the brothers, we have alhamdulillah started our Friday khutbah with praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending durud wa salam on our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the most important part of Friday khutbah. This is compulsory part. These two things are very compulsory part. So we cover them first. Then we bring one topic. So with the reference of Ramadan, which is inshallah about to start in few days, and definitely we have been listening same topics to remind ourselves how we can take benefit from Ramadan, which is the blessed month, the maximum benefit. So in the same topic inshallah I will touch upon something which will increase our relationship with the Quran. Ramzan we consider is the month of Quran. So inshallah today we will talk about names and attributes of Quran itself mentioned in Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why we are doing it? Because Quran and Ramadan has two similarities. If you see both Ramadan fasting, our roza and saum, and Quran will be our companion. And they will come as an intercessor and they protect us from hellfire. Both saum and Ramadan, Quran. So this creates some similarity and connection between Ramadan and Quran. And because they will be our companion, we need to know our companion the most. The better we know our companion, the better we love, and the more we love, and we will have more love and compassion and understanding of that companion if we know all the attributes of that companion. So in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned several names, like so many, around 55, and attributes, names and attributes. So what is the example of attributes? When Allah says Quranun Azim, Quranun Majid, these are attributes. And when we say Furqan, Burhan, these are another name, Furqan, Al-Kitab. And some qualities like adjective or some reaction upon us. For example, how it treats us, like how it impacts us in our lives. For example, Huda. And some names are what it contains, like Bushra. It contains glad tidings and Basharat and for us, for Mumineen. So we will inshallah see those names. So I have selected 12 to cover quickly, inshallah. So first, I will recite one ayah which used the word Quran itself. Inna hadha al-Qur'ana yahdi lillati هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا. So this ayah used the word Quran itself. And what is the translation? Surely this Quran guides to that which is the most upright, the most straight path for us, the way which is most upright. This Quran guides us towards that and gives good news to the believers who do good deeds, that they shall have a good reward. So it's very beautiful ayah which says Quran guides us to the most upright path, and it has good news for the believers. And when we do good deeds, we will get best reward in Jannah, inshallah. So this is the ayah. And now we will see the word Quran. Quran is the word which comes from Qara'a. And because it has the long alif in between Quran, it means the most recited. The book which is most recited on this earth. And this is true. And inshallah we will witness in the month of Ramadan how many times, millions and millions time Quran will be recited soon inshallah in Taraweeh. And by ourselves, we all try to finish at least one recitation of Quran in Ramadan. Besides Taraweeh, we also do that as well. So from our childhood, we do that. Our parents taught us. So this is another goal which we can set. So now we will move forward and see. What first name of the Quran is Huda. Huda. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. So the first name of the Quran and attribute is Huda, guidance. This is the book about which there is no doubt. A guidance for those who are muttaqeen, conscious of Allah. They are mindful of their rights. So this is the guidance for those who are in search of guidance. Quran guides those who are in search of guidance. So this is important to understand. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day in Salah, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim in Surah al-Fatiha. So the answer of that dua is this Quran itself. Quran has described all the ways towards a straight path and guidance. So that's why it is a guidance for Muttaqeen. The second name is Bushra. So Bushra. So now see the ayah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Kul man kana aduwwan li Jibreel fa innahu nazzalahu ala qalbika bi iznillahi musaddiqan lima bayna yadayhi wa hudan wa bushra lil mu'minin. Both attribute again. Hudan wa bushra lil mu'minin. Say, whoever is an enemy of Jibreel, it is none but He who has brought the Quran down upon your heart, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by permission of Allah, bi iznillah, confirming that which was before it, and as a guidance and good tidings for the believers. So Bushra means glad tidings, good tidings, basharat, good news for mu'mineen, for us, those who believe. So this is amazing. Quran has good news. And we know Allah mentions so many times rewards in Jannah for us, for believers who believe in bil ghaib. Jannah is ghaib. Angels are ghaib. So what we believe, that's why we are believers, and we will get reward of it. And Allah gives those good news in Quran. That's why Quran is Bushra. So what we are covering today, the attributes of Quran. Why? Because Ramadan is coming, which is the month of Quran. So we need to know our companion. Quran will be our companion. Roza Saum will be our companion at the Day of Judgment and in grave. So we need to know our companion more. So we are covering attributes of Quran today, inshallah. So we are covered two. Huda, guidance, and Bushra, good news. Second, Bayyina. Bayyina means clear evidence. So let's see. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة. بينة means clear message, clear evidence. Those who disbelieved among the people of the scripture and the polytheists were not be barred from misbelief until they came to them clear evidence. So Quran is بينة, clear evidence. Quran stamps what Allah mentioned in other books and then concludes everything. Allah's message is completed in Quran. So that's actually clear evidence. The fourth one, Maw'idha. Maw'idha means nasiha, admonition. So let's see the ayah. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مُعِزَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي صُدُورِي وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ This ayah is amazing. It has so many attributes of Quran itself. The first thing, مُعِزَة Nasiya, admonition. Let's see the translation. O mankind, and look at this. The nasiha is for nas, mankind. Quran is bushra for mu'mineen. Guidance for muttaqeen. But mu'idha, nasiha for all mankind. It's a reminder for all mankind, whoever take it, whoever believe on it, and Allah guides him. So, O mankind, there has come to you an admonition from your Lord and healing. Look at another attribute, healing. We will cover that as well in another ayah. For what is in the breast and guidance and mercy for the believers. Guidance and mercy. Rahmah as well. So many names. This ayah is amazing. It has so many, 4 or 5 attributes of Quran in one ayah. So, mu'idha. We cover huda, bushra, bayina, mu'idha. Fifth, balag. هذا بلاغ للناس ولينذروا به وليعلموا أنما هو إله واحد وليتذكر أولو الألباب. This Quran is clear message. One is bayina, clear evidence. This is clear message, balag. وما علينا إلا البلاغ. When we say balag means clear message. For the people, they may be warned thereby, and that they may know that he is but one God. And that those of understanding will be reminded. Balag is a clear message, and Allah says it's a clear message for all humanity, mankind. So we will move on, inshallah, and then balag. So burhan. Burhan means almost same meaning, manifest proof. It's another burhan means proof. Like, you know, in Urdu we say dalil on something. So whatever Allah sent is a clear evidence, clear proof, manifest proof. So let's see the translation. We will skip the ayah. Burhan, O people, surely there has come to you manifest proof from your Lord, and we have sent to you clear light, nur. Another attribute here. So we are talking about attributes. Why? Because we know Quran with all the attributes. Why Quran has so many attributes? To show the greatness of Quran. Allah, how many names Allah has? We know. 99 and more. Quran is full of Allah's attributes and names. So why Allah mentions so many names of the same book? To show the greatness in our heart and increase the greatness of Quran in our heart. As we know, Allah has so many attributes. That's why Quran also has so many attributes, because it's so great, greatest book on earth. Burhan, and we cover Shifa. So what Shifa, everybody know Quran is healing. Quran is healing for our body. Quran is healing for our spirit, ruh. And Quran is healing for our spiritual sickness, our physical sickness as well. And Quran, we all know, we already know Surah Falak and Surah Nas is used for bad, to remove bad evil. And we use Quran for ruqiyah, portions of Quran. So Quran is shifa. Everybody is aware of that. Furqan, yeah, this is an amazing attribute. Furqan means farq. You know, in Urdu we say farq. Farq means distinguish, criterion. Quran is, distinguish good from falsehood, bad from good, disbelievers and believers. So Quran is criterion and the distinguisher between bad and good, believers and disbelievers. So we have Surah Furqan, تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. So that it warns everybody, whole universe. Ninth, Rahma. وإنه لهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. And indeed it is guidance and mercy for the believers. The Quran is a mercy on us. It's a biggest blessing on earth upon us, which we have access to it, is Quran. It's a big blessing upon us. How many times we go towards Quran when we are depressed? We seek all, you know, sakune qalb and tranquility from Quran. So it's rahmah upon us. It's a mercy. So the number 9 is ruh. Quran is ruh. Quran is ruh. Quran is brought by ruh, like Jibreel alayhi salam, which is ruh al-ameen. So Quran directly impacts our ruh as well. So Quran has direct relationship with our ruh. And look at this, we can recite Quran with our tongue. We can see Quran on a book, on paper, printed. And we can hear Quran. We can watch everything. Unless, you know, it will not impact unless it affects our hearts, our ruh. So that's actually very important attribute of Quran, ruh. And then the second last which I will cover, we are covering attributes of Quran, inshallah. And then we will complete our khutbah today. Zikr. Zikr means reminder. It's remembrance of Allah. Quran reminds us everything. Remembrance of Allah, remembrance of good deeds, avoid bad deeds, Jannah, Dozakh, hell, everything. So Quran is a reminder. What's the ayah? Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Dhikra. So this is the 11th attribute of Quran. And the last but not least, because there are 55 attributes and names of Quran which are mentioned in the Quran itself. We just covered 12 because we have 15 minutes. Alhamdulillah, we are able to cover 12. So last one is Noor, light. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَالنُّورِ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. Therefore, believe in Allah and His Messenger and the light which we have revealed, and Allah is aware of what you do. So this is the last attribute of Quran. So I will summarize. I just use these words in a poem, like the way. So I will just summarize all these 12. So we will inshallah try to remember. We have printout of this handout over there as well. Our brother Noor now start bringing those for you guys, if you can pick it up from there. So the summary is, Quran is Huda and it is Bushra. Quran is Bayina and it is Mu'idha. Quran is Balagh and it is Burhan. Quran is Shifa and it is Furqan. Quran is Rahmah and it is Ruh. Quran is Dhikr and it is Noor. So this is our conclusion. So why we cover this? Because Ramadan is at the corner. Inshallah, next Juma will be in Ramadan. So we need to increase our love, our understanding and our passion towards Quran. Because the month of Ramadan is the month of Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our efforts. And may Allah increase love, understanding, passion towards understanding of the Quran, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu akbar, Allah.